No Single Story. 1. It's a slow train from Dublin to Sligo this fine Friday morning, all filled up with coffee and laughter and fine conversation, as we pull into Mullagar Station with hugs and goodbyes. And even though it's all English and lovely they're speaking, it's only about one word in three I can understand. But that doesn't matter. I understand now more than ever how to put off the sorrow and madness a little while longer, with harmless amusement, with neighborly cheer, and with fond speculation. How to waken from dreams into journeys, from journeys to dreams, maybe sometimes forgetting that it doesn't really matter so much, the arrival, because what could be better than this steady bouncing and sharing this time between stations, with strangers and friends. 2. Supper from the Yates Cafe. Traditional or fast food, also takeaway. Various burgers and various fries. Looks like veggie burgers and onion rings for us to eat back in our room above Hyde Bridge, counting swans and summoning a companionable ghost. 3. 9 years underground, and you floated home from Nice on a big Navy ship, a corvette called the Macha, and then how they all turned out to see your hearse roll down through town. Michael Rooney Jr., brother Jack, Anne and Michael, Georgie, Elizabeth Francis Flanagan, J.C., alderman, priest, and shopkeep. All business suspended, offices, schools, and shops, all closed. 4. Walked along Rockwood Parade and along the path to Loch Gill. Joan of Arc, Grey Wolf, and Connemara Black tethered there on the south bank. Off north, under gathering clouds, Ben Bulbin's long, dark ridgeline remains as you must have known it. White moths flutter under overhanging willows, and trout rise beneath them. The woods are alive with linnet's wings, and the reeds along the far shore with nesting swans.